beautiful thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me. Well, a rich girl, she rides in a Cadillac, eh? Poor gal, she does the same. Now my gal, she rides in a T-model Ford, but she gets there just the same. She be coming around the mountain, charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me. Well, a rich girl, she lives in a big brick house. Poor gal, she does the same. Nashville jail, but it's a brick house just the same. She be coming around the mountain, charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me. But you can smell her just the same. She be coming around the mountain, charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me.
wanna see no smoke coming out of that toaster. Don't wanna see no smoke coming out of that toaster. It's my last piece of bread and there's no more butter. I don't wanna see no smoke coming out of that toaster. Yeah, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's really a pleasure. Thank you.
Jimmy, sit down on the stool there.
Give me this.
The way we used to, remember?
Okay.
You sure look pretty in your dress.
I know it.
You did.
I shouldn't get it. Okay, it's all right, man.
Remember this? It's all right. Remember this one?
Yeah, I remember it.
How many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat? 49 and a ham of meat this morning, this evening, right now. Jenny, you remember you used to get up in front of the schoolhouse and say a little piece, you know,
yeah.
Recite?
Uh-huh.
Recite one for us, and I'll play.
All right.
That's the way Jenny used to do it. I get my little
girl. All right.
Don't say it too fast.
Okay. Now, quit gouging me, Ernie.
Well, all right.
I never heard you say it.
All right.
Okay. I went out to milk the old cow one day with my stool and my bucket and my fork full of hay. I flung down my bucket and I flopped on my stool. I said, be still, bossy, you stubborn old fool. Be still now, bossy, quit jumping around. I've been out all night just a-sneaking around. She looked sympathetic with her eyes big and brown and said, just hang on and I'll jump up and down.
How many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? Send in them cards and letters, friend. Send them in. How many biscuits can you eat?
49 and a ham on me.
This morning, this evening, right now. I know a little piece once.
All right, you say your piece.
Love is a thing of beauty, and beauty is a blossom.
Oh.
If you want to get your finger bit, you poke it at a possum. How many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat? 49 and a ham of meat this morning, this evening, right now. You got another?
Yeah. Georgie was a little girl who lived in Tennessee.
Yeah.
She had a ticklish feeling on her ankle and her knee. Upon investigation, she found a chigger and a flea, and they went marching on Georgie.
How many biscuits can you eat this morning? How many biscuits can you eat this evening? How many biscuits can you eat? 49 and a ham of meat this morning, this evening, right now.
Arseface drank the arse's milk of the stars, the milky spirals as they sank from heaven's saloons and golden bars, made a gown for Columbine, spurting down on sands divine, by the arse's hide of the sea, with each tide braying free. And the beavers building Babel beneath each tree's thin beard said, is it Cain and Abel fighting again, we heard? It is arse face, drunk on the milk of the stars, who will spoil their houses of white lace, expelled from the golden bars.
Quite a claim to name and fame.
Man of skill and might.
brandy in a pipe, and long in song, with fervent admiration, poets have extolled their doings bold.
Very bold, so with bold, were those men of old.
And still, one and all, they seem small, do these men of whom one hears.
True for you, very true, so they do.
Beside the king's own musketeer,
we are the musketeers, bold, dashing musketeers, stout, gallant musketeers, riding through, riding through, riding through. We come for years and years. No foe can hide his fears. Well, faced by musketeers, if wise he disappears, brave and warring seem a little boring. Danger and death we deny.
Because it goes with my eyes. Very, very few people can wear apricot.
Can I borrow it sometime?
No, I'm sorry, you may not.
Why not?
Because I just told you, I'm the only one who can wear apricot.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
What?
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye. The mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner and your soulmate.
What are you saying? What are you talking about?
You probably think the song is about you. You're so vain. I bet you think the song is about you.
I don't know.
Saratoga, and your horse naturally won.
Then
you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Saratoga rhymes with Nova Scotia.
Well, you should be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife
some
of
underworld spy
wife of
what are you talking
friend.
About? Fooling around with a wife of a close friend?
Well, you are conceited and girl crazy, aren't you?
I think you're going crackers all the
way. Well, I'd rather go crackers. You think you're a jet set knit or something.
Just because I buy an apricot scarf, suddenly
I've heard of an apricot
underworld
scarf.
People
it goes with your eyes. The only thing that goes with your eyes is a black eye. That's
you're paranoid. That's your problem. You're paranoid.
You have delusions of grandeur. That's your problem.
What happened at Fort Bragg?
on the beach of the sea, an octopus woman reached out and grabbed for me. Octopus woman, please let me go. Octopus woman, please let me go. The octopus woman lives out in the sea. She found her a darling the day she captured me. Octopus woman, please let me go. Octopus woman, please let me go. I should not have gone fishing down by that old Fort Bragg, where I met that woman, that green old octopus hag. Octopus woman, please let me go. Octopus woman, please let me go. I see octopuses, children, many galore. My wife had 100, and she just had 5 more. Octopus, oh woman, please let me go. Octopus woman, please let me go.
All day at the office, microfishing with chips, inoffensive Bob Cratchit, sweet-natured, hair-lipped, computing-packed lunches with neat megabytes, efficient and no threat, Bob always has time. And he takes off his glasses, the better to listen. He closes his eyes to now let me see. And all of his journeys have deep sense of mission, and all of his senses know journeys of joy.
But in the dark in bed he's reading
smoke signals, sleeping in the raw smoke signals in the night. Design language, I Stedford off the spheres. No remorse code melodies, mild-mannered Bob frees all the surrealities. Bound and duty overthrown, mainspring peoples and what about the soul. Smoke signals in the night. Of mission, and all of his senses know journeys of joy.
In the dark in bed he's reading,
sleeping, freedom to explore, smoke signals in the night.
of paradise becomes as one with stone. All that remains unseen and what the butler saw, smoke signals in the night.
Well, that was Free As Association. Free As Association. Free As Association. Thank you for your participation.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And if you didn't know this was a freeform radio station after the free association portion of this evening's program, I don't know what radio station you were listening to. That's all I got to say about that. Oh, you know, we heard so many members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars during the free association tonight that I thought it was very important to bring to you a special message just in from Ray Mason, who kind of started this whole record series for Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ray Mason says today's song of the day is Ooh Baby Baby by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Now it's time for us to begin the radio obituaries. It's the time each week that we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. As we begin, you know what I got to do, and that's remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Jerry Carrigan, the American drummer and record producer. He first achieved widespread recognition by being part of the first wave of the Muscle Shoals rhythm section. And later on, he went on to be a first call session musician in Nashville. He did session work for over three decades, performed with Elvis, Johnny Cash, Tony Joe White, Jerry Lee Lewis, Dolly Parton, so many people. Sorry, just kind of had a moment here. Jerry Carrigan just passed away at 74? No. Somewhere around there. We'll get it right one of these days. It's our initial radio obituary for Jerry Carrigan right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, Skeeter's second appearance of the night. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Shook their heads. planes I can see, and they're shooting little arrows at the 7th Cavalry. General Custer was there, but he didn't comprehend that it wasn't Cupid shooting little arrows at his men. Here they come, hear them all like a bee. Little arrows for you and for me. They hum just like hummingbirds, I guess they don't know the words. Little arrows, little arrows, little arrows in the air. In Indian country you'll find little arrows everywhere. General Custer was surrounded by the Blackfoot and the Sioux, not to mention the Apaches and the Cleveland Indians too. On a hill way up there, I saw Big Chief standing bare. Now at last he knew why they called General Custer Yaller Hare. Is it real? Is it fake? Is it phony? Is it pure? That's a little secret only his hairdresser knew for sure. Here they come, hear them hum like a bee. Little arrows for you and for me. They hum just like hummingbirds, they still don't know any words. Little arrows, little arrows, little arrows in the air. In Indian country you'll find little arrows. One by one he lost his men. In his heart he knew those little darts would get him in the end.
Now I'm a U.S. male because I was born in a South Georgia town on a Sunday morning. Now, Georgia just happens to occupy a place in the southeastern portion of these United States. Now, that's a fact, buddy, and you know it well. So I just call myself the U.S. Male. M-A-L-E, son, that's me. Now, I said all that to say all this. I've been a-watching the way you've been a-watching my miss. For the past 3 weeks, you've been hot on the trail. You kind of upsetting the U.S. Male. Now you touch her once with your greasy hand, I'm gonna stretch your neck like a long rubber band. Cause she's wearing a ring that I bought on sale, so that makes her the property of this U.S. mail. So you better not mess with the U.S. mail, my friend. If the U.S. mail gets mad, it's gonna do you in. If you know what's good for yourself, son, you go find you somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. Watching my woman, cause that ain't wise. You ain't pulling no wool over this boy's eye. Now I catch you around my woman, champ. I'm gonna leave your head about the shape of a stamp. Kinda flattened out, so you do well to quit playing games with the U.S. mail. So you better not mess with the U.S. mail, my friend. If the U.S. mail gets mad, it gonna do you in. If you know what's good for yourself, son, you go find you somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. Tell him you talk. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm telling you, son, keep your greasy meat hooks off my woman.
Me to give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. you to tell her who to love. That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me to set her free, but my friend, that will never be. Better move on. I can't blame you for loving her, but can't you understand, man, she's my girl, and I'm never gonna let her go. Mighty mad. You asked me to give up the only love I've ever had. Maybe I would, oh, but I love her so. Never gonna let her go. You better move on.
You better move on.
You better move on.
When I'm gone, honey, though our friendship ceases from now, and if you can't say anything uptight, it's better not to talk at all. It's my advice. We're parting, you go in your way, I go mine. Perhaps it's best to do is a little kiss, I hope that it bring lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how Jerry carries on, but I'll make it, baby. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Kind of love last night. Woo! I hear you, boy. Meet Drake coming in now. A big game player, still guitar. I ain't never heard a cat that couldn't, buddy. He can flat hang it in. This is Jerry Lee now. Please don't talk about me, honey, when I'm gone. Though our friendship ceases from now on. And if you can't say anything real nice, you better not talk at all. It's Jerry's advice. You hell, make no difference how I carry on. Woo. Please don't talk about me. 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 Please don't talk about me, honey. Please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. And that is a guaranteed fact, baby.
Yeah. You know we like to bring Jerry Lee into the radio obituaries whenever possible, and that one did not disappoint. I wasn't disappointed anyway. The post-initial radio obituary is for Jeff Austin, the American mandolinist and singer, best known for being a founding member of the Yonder Mountain String Band. After they went their separate ways, he went on to be a solo artist on Yup Rock, starting back in 2015. Jeff Austin just passed away at 45. It's the post-initial. The post-initial radio obituary for Jeff Austin right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for Susan Bernard, author, actress, model, and businesswoman. She starred in the Russ Meyer film Faster Pussycat Kill Kill in 1965 as Linda, who was kidnapped. She was in two seasons of General Hospital in the late 1960s. She appeared in Playboy in December of 1966, believed to be the first Jewish Playmate of the Month. Though in recent years, someone else has come forth to claim that moniker. Susan Bernard just passed away at 71. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female, the surface shiny and silken, the body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
Are you ready to meet the Witchmaker? They call him Luther the Berserk, but his blood brother is called Lucifer.
I command you to appear.
Their form is human, but they have crossed over. Spawn of the devil, master of black arts.
It's been 50 years since a man looked at me like that.
No one is safe when the witchmaker walks a trail of bloody terror. No one is safe. Are you ready to meet the witchmaker?
Clearly, I am ready to meet the witchmaker. Can't you tell? The penultimate radio obituary. Yeah, that was a jump. The penultimate radio obituary is for Adam Litovitz, the Canadian musician and composer most noted for his work on the films Year of the Carnivore and Octavio is Dead. Adam Litovitz just passed away at... I should really look ahead and figure this stuff out. Oh, 36. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The vagina is the most highly erogenous zone of the female. It is also the most mysterious, magical, desired, and loved part of a woman. Men have caused wars to be waged, sacrificed their fortunes, and given their lives all for the many rewards and pleasures which women and their prized possession, the vagina, have to offer. If a woman remains a spinster all her life, her vagina may retain its youthful tightness. The breast is one of the most sensitive of a female's erogenous zones. Her breasts are unbelievable. Buttocks are one of the major erogenous zones of women, and it is a known fact that man's greatest pleasure is in the natural parts of a woman, the clitoris, which of course should always be given special attention. Through the ages, sophisticated women have always known the importance and true value of their vagina. Unbelievable.
He gave me a crumpled map with an X that marks a spot. I'm walking along the highway at 4 a.m, trying to find you. But I don't know if I'm walking in the right direction. There's no one around, just me and my thoughts and listening to me. I have a fever. What'll I do? How could I know? How can I find you? I love you. I didn't mean it. Forget it. It's nothing. But I believe it.
Why do things have to be so boring without you? Even when you're sick, even when you're sweating a whole lot, I don't mind just panting along with you. You can move all the same. You can move too. We both move. I'm gonna just relax. I don't need to move right now. I'd rather move with you.
I'm not exactly sure where I'm supposed to be right now. I wish you would have been more explicit. It's just an X, and I'm not even sure if I'm walking in the right direction. I said I would type your manuscript up. You said you would pay me, but I'm not gonna charge you. That's how it goes. Now, if only I could find my way.
I'm afraid there's a reasonable explanation for all of this. We had a hard time building the tall ship, the SS Scree, but it's now squeaky clean, so anyways, we'll clean it tomorrow. But I'm gonna pick you up, and it should be less than a half hour. I've got new washer fluid, so my visibility is 100%. I'll get us some mock lobster and prepare everything accordingly. Have
change
a conniption.
Change the bed sheets. Twinkle your toes.
Feed the lizard pygmy.
rise
open
and shine.
Open your outlets or beaver tails.
Brush your teeth.
Make some slept-on access.
Wash your
Barber's
face.
Barber's biscuits. Do a tornado swap
on.
Now. Have
Get
an escrow.
Teen breath.
Build a trap door.
Face the
Hold
world.
A roast beef sandwich. Instant
face
leverage.
Face.
Roll a poor sap.
I can't see
Absolute
it.
Absolute menagerie.
I can touch
open
it.
Open all sesames.
But
hold
I'm not
the
babies.
And prepare everything
I'm not
accordingly.
That.
Ham it up, friends.
I'm not
Sold
that.
A new one.
I'm not Cost that
office
flexible.
Investment opportunity. A real desire.
Give me your hand.
For old, old news.
Let's
hamburger
go.
Heaven. You're never going to get rewarded.
Now. Or forever. Monster. Find your way.
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Dave Bartholomew, the American musician, bandleader, composer, arranger, record producer. He did it all. He was prominent in the music of New Orleans throughout the second half of the 20th century, originally a trumpeter, active in R&B, big band, swing, rock and roll, New Orleans jazz, and Dixieland. Even inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cited as a key figure in the transition from jump blues and swing to R&B. A pioneer in the rock and roll revolution. His partnership with Fats Domino produced some of the greatest successes of his career. In the mid-50s, they wrote more than 40 hits for Imperial Records. Dave Bartholomew just passed away at 100. Breaking the guideline a little bit tonight. Not too much. But, you know, it's hard to keep this stuff under control. Let's see here. You know what we got to start with, though. We're available. Always start with the monkey content. Even in the ultimate radio obituary for Dave Bartholomew right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sitting under a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the others, now listen here too. There's a strange rumor that can't be true. They say man was descended from a noble race, but the very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife or her baby to ruin her life. You've got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. You've got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. And all the thing you'll never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree. Let all the coconuts go to waste, forbidding all monkeys to come and taste. For if I build a fence around this tree, starvation will force you to steal from me. You've got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. You've got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. And another thing a monkey won't do is to go out at night and eat all the stew, or to use a gun, a club or knife to take another monkey's life. They say man was descended from a noble race, but the very idea is a big disgrace. You've got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. You've got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. You'll never see a mother monkey leaving her babies for others to bunk, or pass them on from one to another, so they scarcely knew who was their brother. You got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. You got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. I said, yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. And all the thing you never see, a honorable monk motivating cruelty, or making wars to bring me
making life a humbug for you and for me. They say man was descended from a brother man, but the very idea is an elusive one. You got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. You got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. Say yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. You got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. You got to listen to the monkey, 'cause the monkey speaks his mind. I said, yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
Nothing to say. Ooh! We don't dig a square. Long hair music ain't nowhere. Where cats poof just like the bear. Making tracks ain't get nowhere. Had nothing to say. Ooh! We don't dig a square. Long hair music ain't nowhere. Where cats move just like the bear. Making tracks ain't get nowhere. Dig Jim, you ain't dumb as you look. Way out, man. You on, Jack. I'm gone.
Yeah! One gal in town and five men hanging time.